You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
Good morning. I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 with Wired. Brought to you by Quip. Makers of the Quip electric toothbrush want you to know that good oral health starts with good habits. That's why the Quip electric toothbrush is designed to make good habits simple with a sleek design, timed sonic vibrations, and a cover that mounts to mirrors and slides over the bristles to take on the go. Plus, a new brush head delivered every 3 months to keep your brush fresh. Set start at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Netflix had a disappointing night at the Oscars. Bong Joon-ho made history at the Oscars last night when his movie Parasite won 3 Oscars, including Best Picture, the first foreign language film to win the award in the Academy's 92-year history. But not everyone was feeling so fresh this morning. Streaming giant Netflix was nominated for a whopping 24 awards, continuing an upward trajectory of nominations over the last few years, but ended up with just 2 wins. To add to the burn, Netflix darling The Irishman got shut out entirely. How to get your Yahoo breach settlement money? Years after Yahoo failed to protect the data of billions of people across multiple breaches in the 2010s, a class action suit against the company has reached a proposed settlement. If you had a Yahoo account from 2012 to 2016, you have until July 20th to file a claim for either credit monitoring or $100 cash. You can also file a claim for out-of-pocket costs associated with the breaches, like if you bought digital security services to protect yourself, say. Finally, if you can document specific losses you suffered as a result of the hacks, you might be eligible for up to $25,000. And now for today's fast fact, 650,000. That's how many estimated deaths are attributed to the flu every year worldwide, as compared to under 1,000 for the coronavirus outbreak so far. But comparisons between the two infections aren't just not helpful, they're based on faulty math. For instance, while the sheer number of deaths may be lower for the 2019 novel coronavirus, the rate of death is estimated to be 20 times higher. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.